It's The Bill Murphy Show. A daily one-on-one 30-minute interview featuring people from all walks of life. Available daily at BillMurphyShow.com. And now, here's your host, Bill Murphy.
With Music Friday for Friday, August 27th, 2010. Brought to you by Lulu's Bait Shack, Fresh Florida Seafood, Live Music, Gigantic Fishbowl Drinks in Beach Place on A1A in the heart of Fort Lauderdale Beach. Great live music again there this weekend. And Nobody's Fault returns there October 7th and 8th. Something else you want to look forward to is their annual hurricane party September 4th. Going overseas for today's Music Friday and a special guest, longtime friend, somebody I've wanted to have on the show for a long, long time, and I've found a really cool subject to base an interview around. We go to Holland to Steve Conti. Steve, what is up, my brother?
Hey, man, how are you?
This is our first...
New York City, Holland, I live both places right now.
Okay, well, I knew you're a New York guy, but you're presently, you know, speaking to me from Holland, you're staying over there. I want to get the whole story behind that, but I also want to let everybody know this is our first Skype connection. We're actually getting to see each other while we do this, but sadly, it's just audio for everybody listening, but very cool that we get to do this by Skype. So this is like the fourth different way that I've conducted interviews on this show so far, and an international show. So thanks for joining me last minute, my man.
Cool, man. No problem. I'm happy to do it.
What brought you to Holland? That's a pretty cool story, and you're still doing the New York Dolls thing, aren't you?
Well, it's interesting. What's gone down the last few months? The Dolls are making a new record right now, and I'm not involved with this one because I'm playing with Michael Monroe, the singer from Hanoi Rocks, Sammy from the Dolls, who was also in Hanoi Rocks, and I started playing with Michael when the Dolls were taking a bit of a break earlier this year, and we were on the schedule, and then the Dolls came up with this album. Recording time, and we weren't available, so they're going ahead and doing it without us. Don't know what the future holds. Anyway, Michael is based in Finland. Hanoi Rocks, in case you don't know, was a big glam kind of punk band in the early 80s, very influenced by the Dolls. And they, in turn, influenced the whole L.A., like, sleaze metal scene, Guns N' Roses, L.A. Guns, all those bands directly influenced by Michael Monroe and Hanoi Rocks. So, hence, you know, Michael always... jams with Slash. We've been doing all these festivals this summer, and you know, there's a lot of big connections, and we're doing this album with Jack Douglas, legendary producer who did Aerosmith, and well, the Dolls comeback album, and
so it's always very, very loud for you. Everything you get involved with is very loud, isn't it?
Very loud and fast and kind of punky hard rock. But yeah, that seems to be what's happened the last few years. But the cool thing is that Michael is based in Finland. Are you still hearing me, by the way?
I'm hearing you. You're breaking up just a little bit, but not enough to bail on this. It's still cool. We got you.
Okay, so Michael is based in Finland, and my wife's family lives in Holland. So it's just kind of a, you know, little 2-hour hop, skip, and a jump.
Right.
On a plane over there. So while I'm doing a lot of the stuff with Michael, we're playing in Japan and Sweden and the UK, and this is kind of a good place for me to base myself out of. So that's why I'm in Holland right now.
So you got to, well, you spent a lot of time in Europe anyway. I'm sure it's not just because of this trip, but I'm sure you're very keyed into the taste of music in Europe. I spent some time in last year in Finland, in Helsinki. Great music town. Actually, just a lot of great music fans there as well. I don't know. It's what do you make of the taste of Europeans compared to Americans? Doesn't it seem to be a little bit more, they hold a little bit of a higher standard over there?
Yeah, I mean, from the first time that I toured Europe, I knew this is where I want to really be playing and focusing my career on, because they don't give a shit about the things that the American media shoves down people's throats.
Right.
I mean, what they care about is, are you good? Are you good? Can you sing? Can you write a song? Can you play? There's not this whole, wow, they made a really cool video, or, you know, their marketing plan is really cool, or he's got washboard abs, or, you know.
Right, check out those clothes, right.
You know, it's all about, like, the artistry.
Yeah.
And, you know, I knew that from when I toured with Willie DeVille over here in 2003. That's where I met my wife. And, you know, I mean, here's this guy, he's not really known you know, in America, but he's had a career. You know, he's unfortunately died last year. But, you know, he was, you know, almost 60 years old, and he was having this whole amazing career in Europe, and nobody even knew about him in the right. U.S. And that happens a lot.
A lot of American bands got a lot of success everywhere but the United States. It just says a lot about Europeans' taste in music. I've always felt that way anyway. So.
Yeah. So I really dig it over here. And, you know, every time I play, there are people that come out and, you know, it just, and they find out about you on the internet. So it's...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's amazing how accessible guys like you are now. Everybody's finding you. You've got thousands of Facebook friends. Anything you're doing, you can keep them up to date in 30 seconds. They know exactly what you're doing.
Exactly. Yeah, it's amazing because, you know, I was just in Japan and, you know, I have fans there because of my anime soundtracks that I've done, these crazy Japanese cartoons. You know, wherever I go, there's someone that knows me now, and I can even find out about that through the internet. So it's pretty cool.
Talk a little bit about Michael Monroe's deal. Is there some new material out there that we could take a listen to, a particular single or something that you want us to sample for the listeners here?
Yeah. Well, we're releasing a live album of a show we just did in Helsinki a few months ago. That live album is coming out probably in October, I think.
Okay.
And it's called Another Night in the Sun.
All right.
And there's a couple of new songs on it. It's a lot of Michael's solo work, a band he had called Demolition 23 with Sammy Yaffa and Jimmy Clark on drums, and a couple of new songs that we've been playing live and that we're getting ready to go into the studio and record a full-length album in September. So you can look for that. There's also videos on YouTube. One of the new songs is called You're Next. There's one called Motorheaded for a Fall. We're also going to be touring with Motorhead, speaking of loud. Motorhead and Loud and Fast in the UK.
So it is loud all the time. I was half joking about that before. You've been with very, very loud bands all your life. How are your ears? How are you taking care of them? And have you been careful about them with the earplugs and stuff?
Well, I use ear condoms.
Okay.
No, I have, you know, my left ear. Let's see, is it my left ear or my right ear?
You just pointed to your right one.
One of my ears has the usual, what they told me was the usual amount of hearing loss for a musician.
Okay.
Like the high end is a little bit gone.
That's got to be.
So I got these custom-made earplugs, and of course, the first week I had them out there on the road, I lost the left ear.
Uh-huh.
So I've been going around with just one plug, if any. And
no. You know, so no, you're not really taking good care of them.
I try to put those stupid styrofoam ones in, but they just cut out so much of the music. It's like, well, like I said, it's like a condom for the ear.
Exactly. You know,
decreases your pleasure.
So to speak. Now that's kind of on a serious note regarding that, and you do a lot of work in the studio, I am in fear of losing the high end, if I haven't already, out of my ears, because I need the ears for that crucial work in the studio. That has to be frustrating once in a while. And can you notice parts of the frequency spectrum missing when you're listening? In the studio. Too bad the people didn't get the visual on that one. That was great. Nicely done.
Of course, I'm always concerned about that. But,
you know,
and I try not to listen too loud in headphones and stuff. But, hell.
Yeah.
You know, in some ways, I just got to make it, you know, pleasurable for the moment. And, you know, my iPod is cranked up all the way, like, to hear.
Oof.
You know how, you know, you can set that volume limit?
It's
all the way.
Right.
And, the first thing I do, though, is set the EQ to treble reducer.
Treble reducer. Very nice. Well, it's nice and safe of you.
Yeah. That's about the safest that I get.
What prompted me to call you in the first place, I want to spend a couple minutes on this. You're always doing live shows with big setups, gigantic productions, really, really loud, lots of watts, and which I love. I love it when you can feel the music. Right. So, exactly. So today you posted, and I know you forwarded it from somebody else, an interesting YouTube video that looks like it's very recent because it only has a couple of hundred hits, with Scott Weiland from STP, who are out on the road now doing the full-blown show. And everybody's always wondered whether Scott's capable of going out and doing a whole tour. And I think there's evidence on this YouTube video that you sent that he is indeed lip-syncing. I mean, it's irrefutable. He falls off stage, and the next line is clearly him coming through the PA.
Yeah, well, you know, don't shoot the messenger. I'm a big fan of that band.
I am too, and it's heartbreaking to hear, but you know.
Yeah, the DeMeo brothers are great players, and I love Weiland's whole thing. But, you know, I'm just, someone forwarded it to me, and I watched it, and I went, wow, that's really odd. You know, he falls into this pit, and it's like almost a whole entire minute that the road crew is trying to pull him up.
Right.
And the song is still going. The band's playing.
Second verse, right.
And he's still singing.
Yes.
So he just like steps off stage. Like he didn't even see that the stage ended there. You can right. just see him sort of like walking towards the end of the stage and go, whoop.
Oh, yeah. And it took a couple of roadies, probably a good minute to get him out of there. So maybe it was just a helper track, but it's, I'd listened to it a couple of times and thought, oh, it does sound like a pretty full track on there. So have you ever partaken in that? Have you ever had a stretch of shows where you just had so much going on that you had to pre-record some stuff?
No. I have played with tracks, not on a real tour. Like I've done a gig here and there, like an occasional, okay, here's this gig. We want you to, you know, play behind a track. And, you know, it was kind of a, you know, private, you know, party or something, a corporate gig or.
Right.
But I've never done like a tour with any of the bands I've done original music with, like the Dolls or my own band, The Crazy Truth or Michael, or, you know, anyone. I've always just played and sung live. In fact, you know, I just did a tour in England of my own, for my own record, Steve Conte and The Crazy Truth, which I don't know if you have that yet.
That's what we need to play. Let's play a single off of that here in a minute. You can tell me more about it.
Yeah, but I just did a tour in England, and, you know, it's easy to get out there and play guitar every night, but I hadn't done like a tour singing, being the lead singer of my own stuff, you know, where I'd done like multiple dates, like, you know, 4 or 5 nights in a row. And after a couple of nights, my voice was like really raw. And in fact, I had to, you know, I woke up one morning, I had no voice.
Okay. Went, scary.
Is this what happens doing a couple of nights in a row? And I had to, you know, be quiet the entire day and, you know, walk around with a scarf around my face and suck on cough drops. And, you know, miraculously my voice came back at night. But, you know, it's tough out there on the road, taking care of yourself and not losing it.
You know? Funny how on days like that, when you wake up with you think you have no voice, how somehow right before showtime, it just kind of opens up for you and you more comes out than you really thought was going to come out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If you YouTube search my London show recently, Steve Conte and The Crazy Truth, London. I don't know if it's listed that way, but that's the show that I pretty much sing my balls off.
And so the next night was a little more tame, I suppose.
Sweating, believe me. Like hours before the show, I was still not talking. A couple hours, and then I got for soundtrack and I went, there it is.
Right. All right, so Steve Conte and The Crazy Truth, that record is that a little more than a year ago you did that record?
It came out in Europe in December
Of
2009. It came out in America around November 2009. And it's on, it's through Universal Distribution. It's on a label called Verez Vintage. And, you know, you can find it on Amazon, iTunes, all that.
Tell me what kind of cats you got playing on that record with you.
It's just a power trio, and it's like a band, you know, so it's the same guys. It's not like a bunch of, you know, studio guys like my last couple of projects with my brother. You know, it's a real band that works around the way that we play together. It's a bass player called Lee Kostrinsky, drummer called Phil Stewart, and I did have David Johansen guest on a harmonica solo, and I had some soul singer girl friends of mine sing with Bowie and Madonna, these great singers, Catherine Russell and Nikki Richards. I had a baritone sax player sitting on a couple of songs, but it's pretty much the band, the power trio, playing live, and that's, I kept it raw and I didn't slick it up.
So what's your favorite track on that record? What one you're most pleased with? Let's play this one and you tell me a little bit about the track and the idea behind it and introduce it like a DJ, because I know you're capable of doing that, and then we'll play it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I would play Gypsy Cab.
Okay. Why?
Which is the single, if there was such a thing as a single these days.
Right.
From the album. It's the first video that we made. Shot on the streets of East Harlem in New York City. And it's a song about, the kind of trouble you can get in misbehaving up in Harlem, and written from experience. And it's about, coming back down to reality of, your own neighborhood afterwards. And it's just rock and roll, baby.
Coming downtown in a gypsy cab, coming downtown feeling so ahead, going back down, don't messing around, creeping on the main drag. Crazy man insane, coming downtown in a gypsy cab, coming downtown on my old jag, coming back down, gonna running around, cruising past the rehab. Check now. When the midnight calls, you're gonna get your rave. No sleep, you save it for the early grave. You're coming downtown in a gypsy cab. You're coming downtown, it ain't so bad. You're coming back down and dragging around, passing by the street where I used to be. Coming down in a gypsy cab, coming downtown, I've been so ahead. I'm coming back down, done running around, creeping on the main drag, creeping on the main drag, creeping on the main drag.
Gypsy Cab, Steve Conti and the Crazy Truth. Man, we're smoking on Music Friday here and talking to Steve from Holland. Whereabouts in Holland? Are you in Amsterdam?
No, I'm about 2.5 hours from Amsterdam. I'm down at the bottom of the country, closer to Belgium. I'm about a half hour from Antwerp, Belgium.
Wow.
So it's kind of, it's the antithesis of New York City, where I am right now. It's where I came from, screaming, the usual madness in New York City. I'm near a bunch of little farms by the sea, so it's very peaceful and quiet, and it's kind of cool. I always thought I would go nuts in a place like this, but luckily I'm going to be heading out on the road again very shortly, so I get my dose of, you know, peace and tranquility, and then, you know, back to LA to make a record, and then over to UK to get crazy with Motorhead, and then, you know, right. So
I didn't mean to go off on that tangent about Holland right out of the record like that, because I did want to talk about it coming out of there. That album's available to anybody who wants it on iTunes, I guess, and some other probable internet avenues. It's not the same. It's not the same business that it was 20 years ago, right? About getting records sold.
No, I mean, you know, it's I'm signed to a label. It was a licensing deal. I made the album myself, and these guys, you know, decided to put it out, which is great because I own the record, and you know, they just promote it, and it's, you know, mainly through Amazon, all over the world through Amazon, like Amazon UK and Amazon Finland, Amazon Italy. And of course US, and then iTunes in whatever country. And there are some brick and mortar, as they call them, stores that carry it, if there are any of those stores left.
Right.
I think you know, England has a few stores.
Right. If there is any sort of traditional record company label deal out there, this is, you fall under that category of what's left of what they do for bands, right?
You know, there are your multi, you know, I don't know about million, but multi-thousand-dollar, you know, deals.
Yeah.
For you know, whatever bands they think are going to be big, Buzz, MTV. Do they even play music on MTV? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Or whatever. I mean, I'm sure there are still some. You know, I don't fall into the category of people that would get signed to those kind of deals anymore.
Well, what I'm getting at is, if you have fallen victim, and I know I have, because I actually know a little bit of the backstory behind a Company of Wolves band that you were in with my younger brother for a while, and I, my brother and I were in bands together before that, that we, you know, fell under that category of, yeah, they got all the money for this band and that band and that band, are going to sign this, them, and them, and then they're not going to sign all these other bands. I mean, you've fallen into the B list, so to speak, once in a while, and that's happened to you before, right?
Yeah, the frustrating thing is when they sign you, well, in Company of Wolves' case, it was just it was a case of bad timing, because the label lost the president, and then a friend came in who didn't understand why we were signed, because he didn't like that kind of music.
Okay, yeah, right.
So that's what happens there. But, you know, we had a shot, I guess. You know, some people don't even get that.
No. I know what you mean. I think when we were trying to do our deal, Cyndi Lauper was hitting, and Columbia was going to do something with us, but they didn't, because they gave all their money to Cyndi. And I think you were doing Polydor when Vanessa Williams got popular. And you know what I mean?
That's exactly what it was. Yeah.
Exactly.
Vanessa Williams.
See, I got a good memory, right? Because that was a smoking rock and roll record. And it really deserved to be, especially for that time that it came out, it deserved to be on the radio every single day, you know?
I certainly thought so, and I still think so when I hear it, and when I hear, like, the songs that have since become classics from that time that you hear, and you go, oh, yeah, wow, I remember, you know, Extreme or Warrant or these other bands that were on the radio at the same time. There's no reason why, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you 100%. In fact, I think I want to play something from that record just to bring back some memories. And we'll wrap up the show with that. Steve Conti, man, I really appreciate you taking your time to talk to me all the way from Holland. It's my first adventure with Skype on the show. It broke up a little bit, but for the most part, it was great. Everybody could hear what you were saying, and especially appreciate you doing this for me last minute.
My pleasure, Bill.
Where can people see you if they're in Europe? Where can they catch you, like, for the next couple of weeks or so?
I am not playing anywhere. I'm just chilling for a bit, and then I'm going to Los Angeles to make the record with Michael Monroe, and we'll be back over here in October in Sweden, if you're listening in Sweden, and in the UK in November with Motorhead. I'm working on a tour of my own sometime in December in the UK, and I'll also be playing with, you know, the Wild Hearts?
Sure.
Ginger is in the band. Ginger, the lead singer, is in the band with Michael Monroe and I.
Oh, cool.
And I'm also going to be playing with Ginger in Japan in November, so I'm kind of all over the place.
Well, we also have some listenership in Finland. I know that for a fact, so they're big fans over there of Michael Monroe, I'm sure. Where have you played in Finland? Because when I was over there, man, I was like there for one day, and I found the coolest rock club ever called On the Rocks. and it's downstairs underneath in the basement there. Did you ever find yourself in that place?
On the Rocks. No. I usually go to Bar Loose when I'm there. That's just a drinking bar. But actually, I think they have a bit of a live thing downstairs. Yeah. Let me see. I'm going to look at the Michael website and tell you exactly where we're playing. I mean, we've played the Tavastia. That's kind of our home base when we go to Finland. That's
right.
The club where Hanoi Rocks, you know, kind of started.
Oh, cool, cool.
But here, I'll tell you where we're going to play.
So you're extremely popular in Finland, huh? When you go there, you're treated like a rock star there too, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's cool.
Let's see. Well, it's not on the Michael website. They have the Motorhead tour up on the website.
You guys always, you know, pop up now and then in Finland and Helsinki too, in particular, right? Once in a while.
I know we're going to be back there in October. We're going to do Sweden and Finland.
Cool.
So, you know, just look michaelmonroe.com and look for Steve and look at Steve Conti and thecrazytruth.com, of course.
There you go. And pick up that record, Steve Conti and the Crazy Truth. Look for the old Company of Wolves record for you, traditional rock and roll fans out there. You'll dig that. Am I remembering this one? Rhythm and Booze? Was that the name of the record? That was one of them.
Actually, that one never came out.
Oh, it never came out.
No, we released one called Sterile Spy Case.
Which, okay.
We did a lot of the same songs from that album.
So I would think Rhythm and Booze would be a collector's item for some people out there, huh?
Well, if anyone's got it, it is a collector's item. But
if anybody's got it, they're not allowed to have it.
But you can look for one called Sterile Spy Case.
Okay, cool.
I think you can find it on Keith Brewer's website, keef.com.
Oh, there you go. All right, well, digging up some stuff from the past. Well, if you notice all of a sudden some sales of that, you'll know where that came from. Steve Conti, appreciate it, brother. I hope I know it's late over there. I'll let you get to bed, and good luck with the record and working with Jack Douglas and hanging out in Europe and where all the cool music fans are, man.
Well, we love music fans wherever they are, because, you know, if we have some in America, which there are pockets of people with good taste.
Then, yes, there are.
God bless you.
All right, man. Steve Conti, appreciate it. That's your Music Friday. We'll leave this up here all weekend long, and then a completely new show on Monday right here. Have a great weekend, everybody. Oh, and one more thing. Don't forget Hippie Fest, Sunday night at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts. You can see Jack Bruce, Joey Molland, Mitch Ryder, and more. And don't forget, as soon as the credits are done here, a little bonus track from Company of Wolves. Thanks again, Steve Conti.
Log on each weekday for another edition of The Bill Murphy Show at BillMurphyShow.com. If you'd like to be a guest, send an email to Murph@BillMurphyShow.com. That's MURPH at BillMurphyShow.com. A Murphonics Media Production.
nothing.